Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in the always dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com. Now, Daryl, Albert Breer said he doesn't think that John Dorsey's moving up. You said you'd be stunned if he did not just the other day. How you feeling now as we're just hours away from the 2019 NFL draft?
I still think that there's a chance that John does something tonight. But I still don't believe that he's going to sit and wait for 48 picks to go off the board. It just doesn't fit his MO. So I think he'll do something. The question is, does he move up tonight or does he move up tomorrow night? I don't believe the Browns will pick at 49, though.
I think so, Daryl, that he'll move up tomorrow. With those three fifth-rounders, just like what you point out, I think that there could be a possibility where you try to get maybe two-thirds and see how that one works out. But I think tomorrow it might be difficult to move up from 49, but with the value that you can acquire, I think that there's a possibility. Do you wonder if there's a possibility, though, where tonight we've mentioned Duke Johnson many times, now Joe Schobert has been brought up, depending on who you talk to. Could active Browns players be moved tonight in the draft to either acquire picks or to acquire other veterans around the league?
Oh, absolutely. I wrote yesterday that I think that Duke Johnson could be the sweetener in the deal. This organization now, as they're trying to put the past behind them and move forward, they don't want to waste time and energy on unhappy campers. And if Duke Johnson doesn't want to be here, they will be more than happy to accommodate getting him out of here because they do not want unhappy campers disrupting their locker room and getting in the way of what they're ultimately trying to accomplish here. So, but they're going to do it on their terms. And certainly there was some purpose to John Dorsey saying that Duke has a vital role within this offense. That was so that he did not hurt the trade value. But it is my expectation that by the end of the weekend, Duke Johnson will be playing football officially somewhere else because John Dorsey will accommodate his trade request, but Dorsey's going to do it in a manner that helps the Cleveland Browns.
Daryl Ryder, join us on the hotline. When we talk about getting into the first round, are we talking like this Adam Schefter report of the Rams fielding offers from some teams there at 31, or do you think they're trying to sweep up and go, you know, even lower?
Yeah, I think it all depends how this draft falls, Anthony. I think once the Ravens pick at 22, then things become interesting for the Browns, and we can actually start paying attention to the draft. So you're free to nap until the Ravens go on the clock. Then you might want to wake up, and just in case Dorsey does do something, because there are trade partners available. You mentioned the Rams. I think that the Raiders maybe at 24 or 27 could potentially be a partner. Green Bay has the 30th pick that they acquired from the Saints. The Packers are, go on the clock at 12 as well. The Patriots and Browns have done a ton of deals in recent memory. They have number 32. So there's some possibilities there for Dorsey to find himself a trade partner. Again, though, I think it depends on, you know, what players end up falling off the board.
Daryl, if I can, let me go back to something here with Joe Schobert. How tough would it be to maybe move on from that contract, considering that it's in its final year? You have to sign that guy. A lot of people keep bringing up Darren Lee. Yeah, a lot of Ohio State fans would obviously like Darren Lee, but would the Jets like a guy like Joe Schobert for maybe only 1 year and then maybe be forced to try to give that guy a contract when you already have C.J. Mosley, who will be making the calls at middle linebacker this year?
Well, I don't know why it would make any sense to trade Joe Schobert. The Browns are thin at linebacker as it is, and Joe's might be your best linebacker. So I don't see where that would make sense for Dorsey to move Joe. I really don't. And I believe, I know what Albert Breer has reported and the Browns are receiving calls and that. I think Dorsey would just have to have his socks blown off for him to move Joe at this point. Wow. Because, again, they're thin at linebacker. This is not they've wanted to bolster the linebacking core. There's no question about that. One of the worst-kept secrets surrounding the organization. They cut Jamie Collins this offseason because he wasn't worth the money. They weren't getting the return on the investment there. I think that they could, had it been a better environment to upgrade the position, they would have made more moves, but just it's not. It's a thin linebacker class. There wasn't much available in free agency. So I think moving Schobert would be a surprise.
Daryl, I just wonder if it has more to do with new defensive coordinator, new scheme. Maybe Dorsey's just not that big of a fan. Maybe he thinks that Schobert was maybe overvalued by, you know, the previous regime, and he knows he would have to give a new contract. Schobert probably wants a new contract right now. His guaranteed money's probably all washed up, so he'd probably welcome a change to a new team who would give him a contract extension immediately. Maybe there's some things going on behind the scenes, and maybe he thinks he can draft a better one.
Well, like I said, I don't think that this is a good class to draft a linebacker. That's the rub here, Anthony. And so, sure, would Joe Schobert like to have his contract extended? Absolutely. Are the Cleveland Browns in a hurry to do that? No, they're not.
All right, Daryl Ryder, join us on the hotline. So give us the positions, maybe in order, that you think he's trying to attack. I know all the GMs say best player available, but
right.
So seldomly is that really the case with a lot of regimes.
Well, I mean, considering the Browns aren't going to pick until 49 again, that's assuming that they stand pat and they don't do anything and they wait till tomorrow night. It is going to be best player available, and that's just based on the composition of the roster. All 22 starting spots are pretty much spoken for. So for the first time in forever, they don't have a first-round pick, and they don't have to draft a starter. So they're in great position to stick to the best player available. He doesn't have to reach for anybody. So that pretty much leaves it wide open as far as what Dorsey does with his first selection tomorrow night. Now, that being said, I really believe that he will go best player available, and that best player available is going to be at one of two positions. And I really think that that's going to be either a defensive lineman or it's going to be a defensive back, flip a coin between cornerback and safety. Left tackle, something to keep an eye on early in the draft. Remember, Greg Robinson brought back 1-year contract. So they've got a look at the big picture there. Also, keep an eye on tight end. I think it's a very real possibility that the Cleveland Browns draft a tight end this weekend.
Daryl's always dangerous. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Daryl, with the moves that have been made, with some of the acquisitions, even this week, Frank Clark, so on, it seems reasonable. You'll pay Myles Garrett upwards of over $100 million. You'll do the same with Baker Mayfield, maybe even $200 million by the time that contract comes around. Do you think that maybe you'd rather go for the gusto now while you have both them on relatively cheap deals, or would you still like to play it conservative even though you have a possible CBA stoppage coming up in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, this is a unique situation the Browns find themselves in. Obviously, you know, from my perspective, the Odell Beckham Jr. trade signaled that the Browns are going for it, okay? That they are all in. The chips are to the middle of the table. They are ready to start winning and competing in the postseason now. So that being said, looking at the fact that there's two more seasons, 2019, 2020, before that CBA expires in 2021, you look at the money involved. This will be year three for Myles Garrett. So next year, you will look to get him extended. I've already penciled him in, Ken, for 5 years, $125 million with at least $65 to $70 million of that guaranteed. Ooh. You've got Baker Mayfield that you'll have to take care of him in 2021, in that offseason. You'll automatically pick up the fifth-year options for both of those players. So, yeah, now's the time. You've got Denzel Ward that's on his rookie contract as well. He'll be coming due, too. So now's the time. not to really get too concerned about salary cap. That's not an issue right now. It's not going to be much of an issue next year. They're in great shape there. But, yeah, go for the gusto. That's why if whatever John Dorsey chooses to do tonight, if he wants to get himself back into the first round, you know, the days of worrying about the future and trying to preserve assets for the future, well, the future's not guaranteed. So you might as well go for it now. You know what you have. And so if he goes ahead and he wants to trade in the first round tonight, and let's say it costs him the 2020 first-round pick, who cares? You can trade for a 2020 first pick next year as well.
Well, hold on here. Daryl, here's the future that I think you might have to worry about. The future could be the trade deadline. I know you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? We just saw one of the best pass rushers in the league get traded before the deadline last year.
Yeah.
I just wonder if maybe Dorsey would be willing to hold on to a future first because maybe a guy like Von Miller becomes available if the Broncos are out of it at his age. And a team that could be looking to reboot. I know everybody loves to tell their fans or talk their fans into making a run. The Giants are doing that. The Broncos are doing that. But what happens if those teams are in the cellar midway through the year and you have a chance to go get Von Miller? Maybe that's the future we should be talking about dealing a first-round pick for, not for this draft.
Sure, absolutely, Anthony. You won't get an argument from me. My point is, though, is now is the time to be aggressive, to go all in, and see what you're able to put together. Here's the thing, too. This is not a team that's been slapped together with guys that are only going to be here for a year or two. The core of this football team are players that are in that sweet spot of their career. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is 26 years old, okay, on his second contract. And that is about the age range for a lot of the players that John Dorsey has brought in. He has not built this team with players that are in their 30s, and that has probably been one of the many fatal flaws of a lot of previous Browns GMs, is when they have brought in players, it has been not on the second contract, but guys that are on the third contract, and they've overpaid for those guys on the third contract, and very rarely have the Browns actually gotten that return on the investment. So the core of this team is in that 26 to 28 years old range, and to your point, Anthony, absolutely. John Dorsey's opportunistic. We know that. He's made 17 trades already since taking over as the GM of this football team. That's why they're in the position that they find themselves. My point is, though, is this front office is really good at finding football talent in the draft. That's why I'm not worried that the Browns have the 49th pick. I think that they'll find a starter there. They can find starters at 80, 119, 144, 155, etc. I'm not worried about their ability to find talent in the draft. And also, they're going to be able, when you look at, you know, some of these contracts that are going to be coming up, like Myles Garrett or Baker Mayfield, you're expecting that you're going to be picking around where, quite frankly, the New England Patriots pick every year, around 30, 31, 32 in this draft. And you can still find players at those positions. You can use those picks like New England tends to do to create additional picks, etc. So I'm not worried about draft position at all going forward because I have belief that John Dorsey, Alonzo Highsmith, Elliot Wolf, they're going to find players that can come in here and play football at the level that the Browns are going to need them to play if they're going to be Super Bowl contenders.
Daryl, thank you for the hot time. We'll see you in hell, friend.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thank you very much. The Dangerous One, Daryl Rotter, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.